You're listening to Jerry Agar on In Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Are you friends with your boss? Is that a good idea? Can you be really good friends with your boss? You know, it's above the list on being enemies with your boss. That's never a good idea. But don't worry, that won't last long. But I've had situations where mostly I get along with the boss well enough. I did have one situation where I truly actually became friends with the boss, which I define as you go out of your way to have social engagements together that have nothing to do with work, that sort of thing. Evan Thompson is the founder and owner of Evan Thompson and Associates, a leader in the communications industry, and he writes about this in the Huffington Post about when it's worked and when it hasn't. Evan, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. It's great to be with you.
I wonder if you're the founder and owner of your own company because you got tired of trying to be friends with the boss.
Absolutely. You couldn't have put it more succinctly. Not that I'm against bosses and their
Well, now you are one.
But now I am my own boss. I report to the mirror in the morning when I shave.
All right. But, it can seem like it's great, and maybe it can be great. I'm sure there are people who have had long-term relationships with their superiors and inferiors. It's not a great word to use, but you know what I mean. And they socialize together and they work together and it works out.
Absolutely. I have friends, longstanding friends in corporate Canada who have been mentored, who have been brought along by their bosses. They've become godparents to their children. I'm not saying that it can never work out. Just though, as a rule of thumb, in this intensely competitive economic environment, it often is everyone for themselves. Bosses are under tremendous pressure. Everyone's under tremendous pressure to meet their monthly numbers. And sometimes friendship can really, muddy the waters, where the employee and the boss become almost codependent on one another when they share their personal lives, they socialize. And this is beyond spending 8, 10, sometimes 12 hours a day in the office.
Well, you profile in your article on Huffington Post a situation where you were friends with the boss and then the boss fired you. Were you able to continue to be friends?
No. I moved on.
Yeah.
In a nutshell, okay. As I say in the article, nothing personal, it's just business. But this illustrated the line, the divide between friendship and business. And it was really a tough situation, you know, because we had become friends, as I say in the article. We played squash together. We shared friends and acquaintances. There was a huge level of trust. However, the day came when he had to make the difficult decision to protect the bottom line. And that was essentially it for me, right out of the blue. As it turned out, rather than being a victim, it propelled me to bigger and much better things and much the wiser for the experience.
Evan Thompson is with me, founder and owner of Evan Thompson and Associates, and he writes on Huffington Post why bosses and employees shouldn't be friends. If the boss becomes good friends with some of the employees, fairly or unfairly, there's a perception among the others that there's favoritism going on.
I agree. When you show favor to a certain employee, it may be incredibly well justified. The employee is a good employee, a loyal employee, but the others who are striving just as hard in the background aren't getting the same recognition. And in my experience, recognition is so important. I would put it actually in many cases before compensation. The feeling that you are adding value and you are being recognized for the value you're creating. That doesn't happen when the boss has a clique around him or her of four or five trusted advisors, let alone employees.
So what should the boss do? I mean, when we get in groups of people, it's just natural, it's just human, that we prefer the company of some over others. We are going to get together with some coworkers after work, or maybe even extending it out to sometimes we get together on the weekend, because actually we really like each other and we become friends. The boss is a human being as well, and likes some people and thinks, I might like to go to a ball game with so-and-so, or get together for a barbecue on the weekend with so-and-so, but maybe it's not a good idea.
I think a lot of it, you know, is really perception, how the bosses views this, how other employees who aren't taken out to the ball game view this. I agree, people have an innate need to interact. They want to bond. They want to build trusting friendships. But for a boss to favor a small group or clique, I think can be very damaging to morale. I think the way around that is for the boss to keep it fresh, mix it up, certainly go to ball games, but make sure that he or she takes different people to different events, if that's the sort of person they are.
But then it's a work event.
I beg your pardon?
But then it's a work event. Then if you are, I mean, I went to a ball game, went to a Blue Jays game just recently with a bunch of people from here in the station, and we had a good time and we were socializing, certainly, but it was a work event, different than maybe I get together with one of my coworkers has literally nothing to do with work.
Yeah, a work event is a different situation. I think these are often staged or held to motivate, to bring people together as part of a team, and that's when it's so important to include several or many employees where possible, as opposed to just a few, making the purpose of the event clear up front. For example, this is to thank you for all the work you put in over a dreadful winter. Now we've got a nice fall harvest, for example.
Yeah, yeah.
So the focus is on work. I'm discouraging relationships where the boss and a couple of people go as friends, have a few beers, maybe too many refreshments, and confidences start to flow. And then they face each other Monday morning, and it's, oh, no, I wish I didn't say that. I wish I didn't let that out of the bag.
Yeah. Evan Thompson, founder, owner of Evan Thompson & Associates, a leader in the communications industry. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having me, Jerry.